Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. Iran has promised a decisive response after its consulate in the Syrian capital Damascus was destroyed in a suspected Israeli missile attack. The incident killed 7 people, including a top Revolutionary Guards commander and his deputy. Iran's UN mission has called it a significant threat to regional peace and security while urging the Security Council to condemn the attack. The latest strike appears to signify an escalation of Israel's targeting of military officials from Iran, which the Jewish state blames for providing assistance to Hamas. There has been no official comment from Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pledged to shutter the local office of Al Jazeera on the grounds of national security. The Qatari satellite television network called the move an escalation and rejected accusations of harming Israeli interests. Throughout the conflict, Al Jazeera has been fiercely critical of Israel's military operation in Gaza. It has alleged that Israeli forces deliberately targeted and killed several of its journalists, a claim which the Netanyahu government has denied. China has welcomed the mayor of the U.S. city of San Francisco's scheduled visit to the country next week. Spokesperson Wang Wenbin of the Chinese Foreign Ministry expressed hope that a visit can achieve positive results and further promote cooperation and exchanges between the two countries. During the tour, London Breed will visit several cities, including Hong Kong, Beijing, and Shanghai. She will meet with leaders in business, innovation, and government to cultivate economic opportunities and strengthen ties between San Francisco and the Chinese cities. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has posted a $175 million bond in the New York civil fraud case, preventing seizure of his assets while the case is on appeal. The bond comes after a state appeals court ruled last week that a former president and his co-defendants had 10 days to post the amount. Earlier, a judge found that Trump had intentionally inflated his assets in financial statements that enabled him to claim favorable loan and insurance rates. Trump has denied any wrongdoing and called the case a political witch hunt by the Democratic prosecutor. The port of Baltimore in the U.S. has opened a temporary channel to free some of the ships trapped by the bridge collapse last week. But officials warn that wider restoration of commercial shipping remains frustrated by unyielding conditions. Port traffic has been blocked since a fully loaded container ship lost power and collided with a support column on the Francis Scott Key Bridge last Tuesday. The tragic incident has killed 6 road workers and caused the highway bridge to tumble into the Patapsco River. Moscow says it will sue Ukraine in international courts for its alleged role in the deadly concert hall attack last month. Spokesperson Maria Zakharova of the Russian Foreign Ministry says the legal briefs are being drafted. Earlier, Russian investigators reportedly found evidence of Ukrainian involvement in the terrorist incident that killed over 140 people on March the 22nd. But Kyiv has denied playing a role. Meanwhile, Russia has detained another 4 suspects linked to the attack. That brings the number of arrests to 16, including the 4 suspected gunmen from Tajikistan. The Hong Kong Zhuhai-Macau Bridge in South China had seen a surge in traffic. Its Zhuhai port received a record 18,400 inbound and outbound vehicles on Sunday, the highest daily number ever recorded. From Thursday to Sunday, over 280,000 tourists from Hong Kong made their way through the port, accounting for about 59% of the total passenger flow. The 55-kilometer bridge is the world's longest bridge and tunnel sea crossing. It serves as one of the shortest transit routes between Hong Kong, the mainland city of Zhuhai, and Macau. China's FAW Group has reported surging vehicle sales in the first quarter of this year. Over the period, the leading automaker sold over 743,000 units, up 9.5%. The time-honored Hongqi brand alone took up more than 1/8 of the total. Founded in 1953 in the northeastern city of Changchun, FAW Group is regarded as the cradle of China's auto industry. And that's the news, I'm Tian Yu.